relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Do I want to jinx this, man? Do you believe in jinxes? I'm going to do it anyway. Late last night, great news from out of the Pentagon. The President of the United States has nominated General Charles C.Q. Brown to be the next head of the United States Air Force. You know what's shocking about this announcement? We don't do identity politics here, but just as a matter of historic record on America First, General Charles C.Q. Brown, who is currently the head of the Pacific Air Forces and now tapped to be the 22nd Air Force Chief of Staff, is the first African American to become or be nominated to be a service chief. How is that possible? How is that possible? Huh. Anyway, I guess that puts Pater, he's a racist, he's a white supremacist. What a pathetic racist if he is. From Ben Carson to General Brown, we're so excited. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network across the nation with an incredible show for you today. Momentarily, we'll be joined by Chief Investigative Director of Investigations for Judicial Watch. In studio, Chris Farrell. Then we will have Scott Rasmussen, the Scott Rasmussen, to tell you what you can trust and what is fake news. Then the president's attorney, senior legal advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, Jenna Ellis, in studio. And then also our good buddy, Mark Lotter. But before we talk about that, coronavirus. Finally, the Fed has eased rates as the president suggested, which is a good thing to make sure that our economy is at least somewhat insulated from international developments. But for those of you who are at unease, who are potentially perturbed by the hysteria of the fake news, can I give you the facts? I'll be doing this more than once during the day because it is important for you, at least, our listeners. across the country to have the facts. So here they are. The biggest number. Okay, just listen very carefully to me. 90,000 cases of infected individuals in 73 countries. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it? 90,000. Okay, but let's go to the scary stuff. Because a lot of people can be infected and nothing happens. Outside of China, 172 people have died. In a world of what? 7 billion? Have we reached 7 billion? 6-something billion people? 172 have died outside of China. If you include China, where the coronavirus outbreak began, we don't know the origins, and I'm not going to go to crazy conspiracy theories. There's some ideas with regards to co-location to various weapons research facilities. We don't have the confirmation, and we're not going to get the confirmation unless the communist regime, the dictatorship of China, acquiesces and lets that information out, or unless some dissident lets that information out. But right now, China, with the China deaths included, it's 3,115. Okay. Now, what about us? How big a deal is it? Just the facts, ma'am, to quote a certain old TV show. Over 100 cases of coronavirus infection in 12 states, and at least 45 of them, so almost half of the cases in the U.S., were from residents who were repatriated to America from a cruise ship which docked in Japan. So this is from foreign travel. Have you been to China or Japan lately? Has somebody in your family been there? Good. And then we have fatalities. Out of our population of more than 320 million, who knows how many illegals we have. Yes, I said it, illegals, Media Matters. I'll say it slowly so you can type it. Illegal aliens. That's what they are. And not like from another planet, the illegal aliens. So 320 million plus the illegals in America, we've had 6 deaths. And significantly, four of them are from the same nursing facility. It's called the Life Care Center in Washington State. A nursing facility of suburban Seattle, okay? So, it's tragic for the families of those 6 people. It's scary for the 150-odd that are affected. But for the rest of you, let's get some perspective. Thank you. When it comes to perspective, let me continue in that vein. We are in Lent. It is the most important time of the year for Christians. Not Christmas. Christmas is great. I love Christmas. As an only child, of course I love Christmas. But the sacrifice made by our Lord for all of creation, for all humankind, through his Son, Jesus Christ, is the most important time. And I had a kind of revelation, a little epiphany. I mean, it's a kind of prosaic one, a simple one, but it has to do with suffering. Our faith is about suffering. It's about understanding suffering, the role of suffering. Suffering caused by our fallen nature. Man is fallen ever since that fateful day in the Garden of Eden. And suffering is a way to God. It's not an accident that he chose to suffer for us. He needn't have. He asked God to take that cup from him, if that be his will. But it wasn't. So he suffered. I'm talking about Jesus. And I found myself complaining 2 days ago. I caught my knee at a bad angle after it had been drilled through to rebuild it. Thursday, I get the staples out, say a prayer for me. And then I thought, I swore under my breath. And then I caught myself. Thought, Gorka, what are you doing? You hurt yourself. And then you misstepped. And you're angry at the pain you suffer. How many people? My mother was born with dislocated hips. She suffered all through her life with pain. How many people have fought for this country and not had knee operations, but lost their legs, lost their arms, been blinded, had their body burnt, fighting for freedom? Perspective. And so I laughed, not at suffering, but at my venal, my selfish moment of self-indulgence. So just remember, for those of us out there who are having a tough day, are struggling with some issue, just remember, there's always somebody who's suffering more than you are. And there's never anybody out there listening who suffered as greatly as the man, as the God-man who saved us all. I'm Sebastian Gorka with a little Lenten message to open our show here on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios, wherever we are, wherever you're doing. Do not touch that dial and stay with us for the next 3 hours. God bless you all.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
We are back, and I have a note of gratitude to all of you who've donated thousands of dollars already to our Food for the Poor campaign in this Lenten season. What a perfect way to give back and to bless others. We have been blessed in this nation for 3.5 years now, but the people of Guatemala are struggling, and every donation you make goes to the starving children of that benighted country. Just listen to Food for the Poor.
Thanks, Dr. Gorka. You're making a difference right now, telling your listeners how important it is that this Food for a Year and Water for Life is making for a child or a family. So you right now can make a difference in the life of a child or even a family to provide them Food for a Year, Water for Life.
Just two incredible figures. $80. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But not in Guatemala, not with Food for the Poor. If you donate today at my website, $80, you are providing food and clean drinking water for a hungry child for a whole year. $27 a month provides food for a family of four. It's time to give back. You can be a modern missionary from the comfort of your own home. Just go to my website, sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com, or click on the Feed Starving Families banner, or you can call them as well on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and feed the Starving Families button right now. What a perfect time to bless others. I thank you and the children that you will be feeding. Thank you. It's time for our first guest of the day, a regular, a favorite with our listeners and viewers on YouTube. It is, of course, the man who is in charge of investigations for one of our favorite organizations, Fighting the Swamp, day in and day out. He is Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch, judicialwatch.org. Chris, welcome back to America First.
Great to be with you, Seb. Thanks very much.
Well, you guys are making news. That's why the timing is perfect. You have a big announcement. What's happened to you after how many years of fighting?
In this one case, 6 years of litigation, Judicial Watch will depose former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton under oath. Not even the FBI has interviewed her under oath.
Okay, so let's just stop it. This is stunning. So first things first, I remember discussing this case with you a year ago in studio.
And it was only 5 years old.
It was only five years old. Now you have the latest court decision that under oath, so deposition means under oath,
correct.
Unlike the email investigation by the FBI of Clinton,
where,
as far as I know, nobody was under oath, and they were giving out immunity like candy.
That is correct.
So you, not the FBI, not Comey's FBI, you, Judicial Watch, get to put her under oath.
Correct.
Not under pentothal, under oath. Can I just ask a technical question? Is there any recourse to appeal, or is this going to happen?
It is going to happen.
Wow.
And the judge says it must happen within 75 days. So that's like mid-May. So she has...
That's stunning.
It is. It is. It is a tremendous victory for the American people. They're going to get accountability. And the hook to this all, I mean, here's the context for it.
Yes, so set the scene.
The roots of this...
Yes.
Benghazi.
Okay, so how does this begin? So first off, you have to get standing, don't you? Or is it just a FOIA thing? How did this all begin six years ago?
So there's the horrific Benghazi attack.
Right. Where the man, Chris Stevens, the ambassador.
Correct.
Hundreds, and this is not a joke, guys. If you don't believe me, you look it up. Hundreds of times asked her boss, Hillary Clinton, to upgrade the security of the consulate of his team and was ignored. And then is eventually assaulted, tortured, dragged through the streets, and murdered with brave young Americans to whom I dedicated my first book. So explain to us the genesis of this case.
Right, so we asked a million questions about that, as you might imagine. And so we fire off multiple requests, all sorts of different places.
Right.
The State Department comes back and produces a universe of documents to us. Some are interesting, some are just garbage, frankly. It's kind of like panning for gold. In the course of this litigation, the government swore to us that they had given us everything. And this particular piece of litigation is the nexus, is the point that revealed the fact that Mrs. Clinton was running her own outlaw server. So this is a hugely important case. Its roots are in Benghazi and accountability for Benghazi.
Right.
It exposed, revealed to the American public that she was running her own outlaw server.
So they said, you've got everything, but it's clear there's a whole server that she's running outside of government
and
control.
And they came back after swearing to the court, that was it, we're done. 10 months later, they came back and said, whoops, we have a whole different set of documents.
So is it true to say we have Judicial Watch to thank for finding out she had a private server?
It's the only reason anyone knows she has a private server.
That's so important.
It's so
important that we underline that. This is why I always say four organizations that really matter in America: Heritage Foundation, the Conservative Mothership, the NRA, fighting for our Second Amendment rights, Turning Point USA, that's fighting the political correctness on campuses across the nation, and Judicial Watch, that is fighting corruption. These are the four. If you have disposable income, friends, support this organization, judicialwatch.org. God bless you that you are the people that let us find out that she had this completely illegal server. And the point that...
22 top secret code word...
Highest level.
Emails went across that server, unsecured. Every first class intelligence outfit on the planet was looking for that server. Just to understand what was going on in her head, what was she was spending time on. Unclassified. They do mosaic work, right? What's filling her time? What's her schedule like? Who's she meeting with? But then let alone, right, the golden nuggets of TS code word material that was
top
sent
secret
across that server.
And a point that's also, and it's getting a little bit technical, but it's important. It's not like you and I setting up a Gmail or a Yahoo address. This is a server.
Correct.
This means that she has complete and utter control of the information.
Correct. And she did so, in my estimation, specifically to avoid our types of questions and queries that we file with the government. She was trying to do an end run around the normal, routine, legitimate governmental email
and public records legislation.
Correct.
Everything else.
That was the goal, is to do an end run, to have her own channel.
And so nobody could know what she did as Secretary of State.
And who was telling her what?
Right.
Who she was meeting with, and, you know.
Stunning.
People like Sidney Blumenthal, of all people, you know, chiming in with
the
his insightful commentary on what was going on in North Africa and the Middle East.
Right.
So all that's the context for this.
So this is how it all begins 6 years ago. They don't give up their pit bulls, their Judicial Watch. Follow them at Judicial Watch on Twitter, and also go to their website, judicialwatch.org. And the judge's decision is final within 75
days.
75 days. These people, Tom Fitton, Chris Farrell, their team, gets to depose Hillary Clinton. More with Chris Farrell after these messages. Wow, wow, wow. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald Trump. If you want to know more about just how bad the swamp is, you can also check out my new book, The War for America's Soul. Go to sebgorka.com. Back in a moment. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
We are back with our good friend Chris Farrell. He of the... Is it director or head or what's your title?
My full title is Director of Investigations and Research.
I love that. Director Investigation. You need a badge. You need a badge. You had a badge in the good old days, I presume.
That is correct.
He's with Judicial Watch, and he is breaking news with us. This incredible six-year odyssey with regards to Benghazi that has finally resulted in Hillary Clinton being forced to make sworn statements in person, not in writing through her lawyers, but a deposition in front of Judicial Watch. Two more questions I'd like to ask you, Chris. Number one, give me some kind of comparison. Is 6 years standard for fighting the state, or is this unusually long?
It's on the long side of things. We've had some cases that have gone longer. I have active FOIA cases that are 16 years old, believe it or not. Normally, it doesn't come to this. Normally, it doesn't come to discovery. Getting discovery, being able to ask the government to produce additional records, right, documents, take depositions, those sorts of things. We've already deposed people like Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin. We've already deposed them. So, and they still have to come back and answer more questions in the case of Cheryl Mills. But it's extraordinary to get discovery. Both Judge Lamberth has granted us discovery in this case. In another related but not quite the same case, Judge Emmett Sullivan granted us discovery. That's how rotten.
That's the General Flynn judge.
Correct. That's how rotten, how corrupt and crooked this entire saga is about Hillary's email. You have two different federal court judges.
Yes.
Both granting us discovery to dig into the story. To go where the FBI wouldn't go.
And is it fair to say that it really is a crapshoot? All of these fighting the state cases are a crapshoot depending on who the judge is?
A lot depends on the judge. And often, you know, what's even more frustrating, though, is that you know who else is defending Hillary Clinton?
Who?
The United States Department of Justice. Yes.
And, right, President Trump's Department of Justice.
And attorneys.
State.
And attorneys from the State Department. Both justice and state attorneys. And so our attorney goes in there to present the case. A brilliant, excellent attorney. Her name is Ramona Kotka. She's a brilliant attorney, does a great job for us. And she's up against six government attorneys.
Oh, my God. On our dime.
Correct. And then another four attorneys representing various private parties that are involved in the suit. So it's a 10-on-1. That's the lineup.
God bless Judicial Watch and God bless Ramona. We're praying for her. Can you tell us, last question, I don't want to do anything that undermines you. I don't want to steal your thunder.
But when it comes to the questions that you want to ask, what is it that the, let's put it this way, so we don't undermine your deposition process. What are the questions that the American people still need to have answered with regards to Benghazi?
Yeah, I mean, it really focuses in large part on those talking points that were developed
afterwards.
Correct. And you know, sort of the status, the update, how they developed it. Because then, you know, Rice goes out, Susan Rice goes out and
National Security
sets the indoor record on lying to the American public.
One after another.
Correct. And you know, so there was information, there was the development of those talking points that's sort of the backdrop to this. And that's where the accountability has got to come forward. I mean, what did they know? When did they know it? And then, of course, the second or the joined part of that is, why is Mrs. Clinton communicating this way? Right? These are fundamental questions. It's accountability. There's got to be some accountability. She does not exist in her own separate, you know, legal
isolated
sphere. Correct. Right. Anybody else would have been hammered.
Is the, we have 60 seconds left with Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch. Is the expectation just to get the truth out there in some kind of national catharsis? Or is it accountability in the sense of, if we can demonstrate that laws were broken, that further steps need to be taken through the judicial machinery of the United States?
Yes to both.
Right answer.
I mean, it's just that simple.
Can we get you back for an hour?
Sure.
We need to talk about all of this stuff. Because the stuff that you guys are doing is just so crucial. How long have you been at Judicial Watch?
Almost 21 years.
Wow.
Almost. It'll be in May, it'll be 21 years.
Have they
years.
Given you like a little plaque or something yet?
Oh, no.
Tom Fitton!
I have another 30 years to work there. So it's okay.
Recognize this man's achievements.
Another 30 years, then we'll worry about it.
And then we'll get you a plaque, Tom, okay? I promise you. God bless you. Keep doing what you do, Chris Farrell, and follow the amazing people at Judicial Watch, at Judicial Watch on Twitter. And the website is judicialwatch.org. Support this organization. And in the meantime, if you don't want to have your money, I'm not joking, your money, go to Left Wing Causes. Move your phone number today. If you're with the big guys, Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, do you know what those people actually support? You name it on the left. Planned Parenthood, gun control, open borders. They give a fraction of your phone bill, their income, to those causes that are unconservative, that are un-American. There's one company that does it, and they're on your side. They are Patriot Mobile, and they are fighting to uphold the U.S. Constitution. With every phone call you make, every text, they are going to donate a portion of your bill to, whether it's pro-life, whether it's Second Amendment, causes that you believe in. Go with a company that supports your values. Go to PatriotMobile.com right now. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. If you use my name, you'll get a free Motorola Moto Z3 Play right now when you add between one or four lines on your account. You can take your phone number with you. You can keep your own phone. Plus, you'll get an extra free gift if you call their U.S. number right now. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT or PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Do it today in this year of all years. That is Mini Mike, No Boxes Mike, saying, literally admitting at a town hall. What was I'm only going to win if I get a contested convention, and that's democracy. I'm not sure that's how it works, Mini Mike. We are back. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump, and this is America First across the nation on the Salem Radio Network. It's been far too long. Our next guest, super excited to have him back on the show. Even if it's not in studio, he is the man, the legend, whose last name is just an international brand, Scott Rasmussen. Welcome back to America First, Scott.
It is great to be with you, and it's quite a day ahead of us. I can't remember a time in the political world when things have appeared to shift so dramatically within 72 hours.
No, you're absolutely right. Quite a stunning Super Thursday, as Joe Biden called it. So let's get your commentary. I want to talk to you about, have we improved in terms of polling? And please check out this man's website, scottrasmussen.com, and follow him at Scott W. Rasmussen. So this is quite extraordinary that you have a front runner in a primary, and within the space, as you said, of 72 hours, it seems as if the revenge of the establishment and the delegates are being thrown to the person who looked as if he was a dead man walking. So this truly is unusual, not only in Democrat politics, but American politics writ large. Am I right, Scott?
Well, it's unusual, but we have to remember we don't have a lot of experience with this practice. When Ronald Reagan ran for president, which, I was old enough to have voted in that election. It's not forever ago. He had a month between Iowa and New Hampshire. Yes. There was a much more leisurely pace to these things. All of a sudden, we had four events in February. Then a few days later, you have Super Tuesday coming up right after South Carolina. And I think what's been happening is voters are aware of the game. They're aware of what's happening. And in polling, we know a trend. When you go into a primary and voters begin to say, I really like candidate C, but the choices between who's going to win A or B, they'll drop their support for the lesser ranked candidate and pick one of the two they think is in the running. And that's what we're seeing. Democrats who don't like Bernie Sanders have been hit over the head with the message that Joe Biden is the choice they should make.
Are you saying that this is a better way of doing business, having this more compressed series of events? Are we just surrendering to a more media-driven, celebrity-driven way of doing politics, Scott?
I think everything about the current process is badly broken. This is not a better way to do politics. In fact, the current primary system that we have was more or less invented by George McGovern coming out of the disastrous 1968 Democratic Convention. They put new rules into effect. And by the way, here's the way it works. George McGovern wrote the rules and he became the first nominee under it. If you went back before 1972, before the McGovern system came into effect, there weren't primaries in every state. And party leaders played a bigger role. And while that's uncomfortable to some, we also had a situation where we routinely had landslide elections where there was a clear mandate for the winner. Since 1972, the only real landslide we've had was 1984 Ronald Reagan.
Right. We're talking to Scott Rasmussen, author of The Sun Is Still Rising. Politics Has Failed, but America Will Not. In the last few minutes we have with you, Scott, talk to us about whether we – this is my perennial question to you as one of the sober individuals out there when it comes to what I have seen as the black art, the mystical polling, or the strange thing that we call polling in America today. Have the big companies, have the big pollsters – yet learnt their lesson from what I see? I know we disagree on these things, but what I see is the disastrous prognostications of 2016.
It is funny as a pollster to see what people write and think about our profession and the way that we do business. And it strikes many as kind of a black art. I think the reality is polling is a very useful tool, and most of the major pollsters are very good at it. However, the analysis of the polls, the way people interpret the data, is highly suspect. If you go back and look at 2016, the last poll in Michigan, the last poll in Pennsylvania, both showed Donald Trump ahead, and the averages showed them to be a toss-up. So why were all the analysts saying, well, Hillary was clearly going to win those states? The polling data didn't support it, but the pollsters didn't fight it. So there's a huge problem with interpretation. And right now we're going to see an example of it. The little bit of polling that's been done since Saturday seems to suggest there's a pretty significant Biden bounce coming into today's elections. Two things we don't know. One, how big is the bounce? Is it really as big as we're seeing in the polls? If so, that's huge news for Biden and very bad news for Sanders.
Yes.
Or are they perhaps overestimating it? Second question, a lot of votes were cast early. A lot of votes were cast at a time when Joe Biden didn't figure into the race.
Right.
How much is that going to mute his advantage? So the polls give us hints, but they are not divine oracles.
We are talking to the legendary Scott Rasmussen. In the last 30 seconds, I'm not pushing back. I just want to make sure that we have full clarification. Is the major flaw of the big polling names the interpretation or the sampling and the interpretation?
Sampling is a huge challenge in today's world, and so I think you need to be a little more cautious, apply a little bigger margin of error than you might have before. But I do believe the sampling is generally pretty good. The problem is the interpretation. Again, 2016, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 2 percentage points, and the poll said she would win by 3 percentage points. That's pretty accurate. The states, the only state that was really far off in polling was Wisconsin. So I think the industry did okay on the polls, but the storyline coming out from pollsters and from others was just way off base, and it's because the collective media political establishment mindset could not fathom anybody voting for Donald Trump. That was the problem.
I just still think Scott Rasmussen is far too kind on his colleagues. We respect him, but I'm not sure about the rest of them. Follow him right now at Scott W. Rasmussen on Twitter. He is a public opinion pollster and editor at large at Ballotopedia. Thank you, Scott. Hope to see you in studio as soon as possible. I am Sebastian Gorka, taking your calls next here on America First. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Allow me to help you. If you suffer from daily pain, why? You should try something new. You've tried the synthetic, over-the-counter painkillers, even the prescription painkillers, or those noxious, stinky salves and ointments. Try something that really works, is natural, has no negative side effects. It's called Relief Factor. I've been taking it for 14 months, and it has rid me of my lower back pain. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day, and find out if it can work for you like it can work for me. Go right now to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
We are back and very excited. The president has a new lawsuit against the Washington Post after the Covington School kids and CNN. Oh my gosh, I just can't wait to have Jenna Ellis in studio, the president's attorney, to discuss the next phase of taking on the enemy of the fake, the enemy of the people, the fake news industrial complex. But it's time to go to your calls. Let's go to Rosa in Indiana. Line 2, Rosa, welcome to America First.
Hi, how are you? Love your show.
Thank you kindly.
I was just calling in because I was actually watching the show, and I left a comment that said, you know, Latinos for President Trump.
Yes.
And in the chat room, you know, instead of anything, any kind of positive comments, I was hit with a bunch of racist comments. You know, being told that please don't have any more babies because you guys are setting off the Republican base. And I'm like, excuse me, like, wait a minute. We're supposed to be fighting the left, the other side. Those are the racists.
Rosa, just ignore them. These are the sad little InfoWars trolls living in their mother's basement. Just ignore them.
We should be.
But they're not we. Rosa. They're not part of we. These are people who are kooks. They're crazies. They're conspiracy theorists. They're not part of the MAGA agenda. And if they're saying racist things about you, they're definitely not part of the MAGA agenda.
I still get it, you know, from both sides, this part, especially being part of the walkaway campaign. But it's like, you know, I just feel like if I already, you know, most of us have to deal with the left constantly because we are Republicans, right, even from family members.
But Rose, you know, your analysis is flawed. The racists are on the left. The people on our comment line who are attacking you as a Latino Trump supporter, they're not on our side. They're not. Just ignore them. They're silly little boys. And I just want to ask you one thing. When did you become a Trump supporter, Rosa?
In 2015.
Wow. I'm impressed. What was it? We've got 30 seconds. I need to know. What was it, Rosa?
I believe once I found out that Obama was making the cages and locking my family up in them and they were legal.
Good for
and
you.
And then hearing all the Trump bias, you know, that he's the one who did, you know, just the media lies. And I got tired of it. And it was time to just walk away.
Well, God bless you. Keep doing what you do. Keep spreading the word. Will you stay on the line, Rosa? I want to give you a signed copy of my last book, Why We Fight. Will you do that?
Oh, great. Yes. Thank you so much.
Good.
And God bless you, too.
God bless you. We love callers like this. And ignore the silly little people. They tend to go away after a while because they're like snowflakes. They melt in the heat of our patriotism and the love of country that true MAGA represents. Oh, and I can't wait for tomorrow when Charlie Kirk's going to be with us. Oh, my gosh. They're going to go crazy with their little transgender frogs and their contrails. Don't go anywhere. Ray Elliott, all our callers, will take you next at the top of our new hour here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.